everyone. Welcome to the Archivist Podcast. My name is Alexander Hildebrand, and I'm joined by my co-host, Mason Powell.
Hey, everyone.
And in this introductory podcast, we just wanted to share kind of the mission of Archippus, the vision, you know, what we've set out to accomplish, and even share just a little bit about ourselves and how Archippus came to be. You know, like I said, I'm Alex, and I am a pastor at First Church of Christ in Altoona, Pennsylvania. I've been serving there for over 6 years now. It's been a delight. Mason, you're also a pastor.
Yes, I am, in fact. I am the teaching pastor at the Bluff Church in Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Yeah, and so we've been friends a long time. We met in college at Johnson University in Knoxville, Tennessee.
10 years ago, as of the time of this recording, in fact.
Oh my goodness, yeah, you're right. It's been a decade since, like, right now. Yeah, that's crazy.
The time we're recording this is the week that you and me met 10 years ago.
Wow, I did not. Okay, I didn't even realize that. Like, that did not cross my mind at all. That's super cool. Well, anyway, so here we are 10 years later. We went to college together. We've both, been pastors at two different churches. And we've maintained our friendship, and we've wanted to come together because we kind of had this calling. We've had this idea to start a project where we really wanted to encourage people to take up their calling. You know, we genuinely believe that God calls every single one of his followers, you know, every person who claims to follow Jesus, every person who belongs to the kingdom of God, you know, we want people to realize that God has a unique calling for them, that God has a mission for them, that God has good work for them to do in the kingdom of God. And this is something that Mason, I think you and I, like, I think you would say this as well, you know, as we pastor and as we engage with people and we meet with people, people often don't know or they don't understand that God has good work for them to do. Or if they do think that God has good work for them to do, they have no idea what that good work is. Like, I have a lot of people, especially students, like high school students, come up to me and they're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Or they really struggle and wrestle kind of what is my calling. You know, it's a common topic that's coming up over and over and over again.
Yeah, I experience it a lot of time. Now, granted, I'm not in youth ministry. I oversee, I guess, an entire church. So I get even adults who will have this conversation with me of like, hey, you know, what does God want with my life? And what does it mean to, even in that sense, what does it mean to follow Jesus? You talk about Jesus has this big plan for us, but what does that look like in the everyday 9-to-5 kind of routine that we're all in? So I know both of you and I are really passionate about this project of helping to encourage people to pursue the work that God has called them to do. And so along this journey of this podcast and many of the other resources that we are going to be providing in this project are all geared towards that, of helping us to not only come to know and love Jesus more, but also see ourselves as members and partakers in the mission that Jesus started long ago.
Yeah, and we also want people to understand that God kind of has this calling. God has work in every area of the Christian's life. Like, this isn't just your vocation. It's not just your employment, but that God has good work for you to do in every single aspect. And I think, Mason, you and I even personally have had to really think and wrestle with what does that look like? Because for you and I, like, we had both very clear callings, like, to go into vocational ministry within church leadership. Like, for both of us in our stories, there are very clear moments, very clear callings that were supported and affirmed in many different ways by many different people. So for us, like, our vocation, our employment was very clear. But I think I could say this for almost everybody who works at a church. Like, you then have to kind of go through a period and wrestle with, well, like, what does God want with the rest of my life? Because surely my life isn't just, like, in this building, right? Doing, like, this particular job. you know, how is God calling me to use, you know, my life, my hobbies, my interests outside the church to do good work in the kingdom of God? And that's something that you and I have had to pursue and think about and wrestle with. So this isn't even something that it's like we've got it all figured out and now we're just sharing with, like, you know, the rest of the world how they can do it. But it's something that you and I even personally are doing with and figuring out as we go through life.
Absolutely. Because I find, especially when I started in ministry, for you, you've been in your position for 6 years. I've been in mine for four. But I found that there's even that stigma of, well, you're the pastor, so God only calls people to be pastors or missionaries, maybe. And those are the only two roles that God possibly has. God couldn't possibly use a mechanic or a school teacher or any other things. But that is certainly not true. Like, I found that for me to understand my calling comes out of a lot of Ephesians chapter 4, where Paul talks about saying, hey, these leaders were given in the church to equip the members of the church to do the work that God has called them to do the work mm-hmm. of ministry. And so for you and I, you know, it's easy for other people to have a stigma towards pastors, thinking, you know, well, God only calls pastors and he only calls a few people to do the work. But no, like, our job, we are called to help be partakers of helping other people step into their calling, if that makes any sense. That's how I view my job a lot of times. If, you know, like, hey, I could do these things, but what can I do to help train and encourage someone else to do what God wants them to do in the spaces that they're in? Because, you know, you, me, we spend a lot of our time oftentimes in a church building. But the people that we help minister to and the people who are listening to this podcast, man, you guys are in places that most pastors won't be in and can't be in. You know, yeah. Obviously your family, but also in other spaces and the jobs you work at. And so a big encouragement that we want to offer you is to help you see yourself as an ambassador of Christ, as someone who God has equipped to be in that space, that he has selected you in that space with everything you need to do the work that God would have you to do in that space. And so our hope with this podcast is just to come alongside you, that this could be a platform that you can listen to and be encouraged as we're going through a big series over the next few episodes. So Alex, you want to share what comes next in the podcast? What comes up on episodes after zero? So after episode one.
Yeah, so we sat down and we recorded 10 conversations where Mason and I have kind of slowly worked our way through the whole Bible in 10 different parts. And we've been looking at, how does God call people to do good work in the world that he's made? What are some of the specific roles that God calls a certain group of people to do? And how do those roles give us insight into the work that we should be doing in our own particular roles? You know, Mason and I, we're both really big on biblical theology. So we both love, like, tracking themes all the way across the Bible. And so these 10 conversations were a really cool opportunity to kind of sit down and try to do that. Our hope was to establish a picture of the theology of work across the whole Bible. And so we've done that in 10 different conversations that we've recorded, and we're going to be releasing them, you know, over these next couple of months as they get edited. And then even beyond that, you know, we have plans for future series and future podcasts to do. You know, it's our hope that later, you know, we want to be able to sit down with a wide variety of people and just, you know, hopefully get them to share the work that God has called them to do in their specific position, whether it be their employment or their specific town that they live in, or just what is the work that God is calling them to do? You know, and we're hoping to just interview people and get a wide variety of experiences to continue to encourage and share with the rest of the world.
So why are we doing this project, and why the word Archippus?
Yeah. So I mean, I think the reason why is, like we said earlier, like, we're both pastors of particular church congregations. But doing a project like this is, I mean, it's separate from our churches, but it's kind of born out of the experiences we've had in our churches. It's just the conversations we've been having with the people in our congregations. You know, if I'm having those conversations with people in my congregation, if you're having conversations with people in your congregation, then obviously people all over the world, right, are having these same thoughts and these same questions. And so really the why is we want to take the experience we had in person and just try to share it with the rest of the world. You know, I mean, that's kind of the beauty of being able to do something online, whether it's a podcast or a devotional or a book or anything that we're able to create and share, you know, through the internet, is we're able to take this kind of local experience and share it with a much, you know, broader group of people. But really, this whole project, outside of the experiences we are both having, you know, within our church contexts, kind of the biblical source, the biblical foundation we had for the project, was really born out of Colossians chapter 4. It's the very end of the letter. And as is the case with most of the letters, right, in the Bible, you get to a point where the author of the letter is like just saying hi to random people, right? Paul does this a lot in his letters. And so in the end of Colossians, he's, you know, he's saying hi to this person, tell that person I said hi, tell that person to keep up the good work, etc. And I think it's Colossians 4:17. It's this isolated verse, right? And it says, make sure you go tell Archippus, be sure to carry out the work or carry out the ministry that God is calling you to. And the first time I had come across that verse, it was, I think, like 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. I was just struck by it. Like, I had never been struck by one of those random, like, tell hi to so-and-so verses. Like, it was always something I skipped over. But I was fascinated by it. And it, at the time, it was just deeply encouraging me. So I like ended up writing it on a post-it note. I stuck it on my computer monitor. So every day I'd come in, I'd see that. And essentially I was able to take that verse, and you should not do this with, like, you know, any place in the Bible, right? Like, I'm not saying you can do this anywhere in the Bible, but I was almost able to take that verse and replace the name of Archippus with my name, Alex. Like, I need to be sure that I'm doing the work, I'm doing the ministry that God is calling me to. And I just held on to that verse and I loved it, you know, for years. And then eventually, Mason, as you and I kind of worked through this idea and we both felt called to kind of do this larger project, that verse and that person of Archippus ended up kind of being like the picture of what we wanted to do and how we wanted to encourage people.
So what can people expect in this podcast? So you mentioned that already with the, you know, hey, we're going to be walking through the biblical themes, but, maybe a better way of asking this is, like, from this overall project, what are people to expect from us?
Yeah, so we've recorded these 10 conversations. We're hoping to do a future podcast series, you know, as time goes on and as we have time. But this is a multimedia project, and so it's something that we're going to essentially just keep adding to, you know. This is something that you and I have talked about, and we want to both approach this project kind of by the leading of the Holy Spirit. So in some ways, we're trying to take one thing at a time. But our hope and our plan is for us to continue to be creative and make creative projects, whether it's podcasts, books, devotionals, pieces of art, whatever it may be. We want to create creative works that help inspire and encourage people to take up the work that God is calling them to do. So whether that's educational, like in the format of a podcast or a book, or it's like meditative or inspirational, like a devotional series, or whether it's just like creative, like art or music, you know, that's something that you and I both want to do, but we also want to invite other people onto the project as well, that they would, you know, be participants in creating. I'm really big on lately. I've been reading this book called Art and Faith and I hope I don't butcher this name, but Makoto Fujimura. And, you know, the whole book is just about how the life of the Christian, as someone made in the image of God, made in the image of the Creator, we are little creators. We're makers, you know. If we're made in His image, if we're made to reflect God, then God made us to be creative. And so we should create good works, whatever it is. You know, we should be creating things that show the character of God and equip and inspire his people. You know, it's something that all of us are called to do. And so that's what we want to do with this project.
Yeah, I hope as you guys have been listening to us kind of share our heart for this project, both in this podcast and in the next few episodes that we're going to be having dropped soon, as well as our other projects. You know, we're also authors. Alex is a musician as well. We're really hoping that you'd be interested in joining us, taking part in this journey with us. Maybe you have a story that we could interview and hear from you of what are you doing for the kingdom of God? What has God called you to do, and how are you stepping into that? You know, and we would love to join in with that story with you, because here's our heart, and I hope this has been clear. We've said it many times on this episode, and so we'll say it again. Our heart is, we really want to encourage you to go out and be everything that God has made you to be, to do all that God has called you to do, because God has entrusted this work to you. You know, he's given you gifts, he's given mm-hmm. you abilities, he put you in a unique position, you know, and you know, if you're a Jesus follower, he's given you his Holy Spirit. I mean, this is amazing things, and that amazing things can happen all around you. You know, we limit ourselves so much when we sit there and think, oh, that's someone else who needs to do that, or only the pastor can do that. But this is about seeing, like, man, the body, when it's truly, I think, living and thriving in true unity, is when everyone sees that, man, God has equipped me. God has given me his presence. God has given me his grace. He's made me a dispenser of these things. And he's put me in a unique spot, a unique location. So I want to step out and do this. So this journey that we're going to be taking in the next 10 episodes that you're about to listen to, that we recorded prior to actually recording this episode, we hope it's just going to be an encouragement for you, as you're going to see the journey of how God works through people. And maybe that will make you ask questions of, okay, how can God be working in a similar way? Or what can I be learning from how God has worked in others' lives mm-hmm. that might speak into my situation?
Yeah. And I think now we have to be careful with this hermeneutic, because this isn't something you can just apply to anywhere in the Bible. But there, I think, are some sections of the Bible where what is written is almost just as important as what is not written, you know? And Archippus is fascinating to me just because, like, we know so little about him. Like, I think other than the Colossians reference, I think he only comes up one other time in the whole Bible. And Paul never writes what his work actually is, what the ministry God has called him to. Like we don't know that specific nature of that work and of that calling. And that vagueness, I think, invites us reading that work 2,000 years later. That vagueness invites us to be able to apply that encouragement to, I think, anyone and everyone, because we all have work. We all have ministry that God is calling us to do. It just all looks different because we're all unique beings made in the image of God with unique callings.
Absolutely. And it's, I mean, there's something beautiful in that of, I'm so glad that Paul did not go into detail, because then we could read ourselves into that kind of passage, you know, because it's so easy in our day to look at celebrity individuals and to know their stories. But here's this tiny little line of obscurity that maybe Archippus did something truly beautiful in his life. Maybe it was something that, from another person's perspective, looked great, and from one person's perspective, it looked like nothing. But Paul knew it was significant because God had called Archippus to step into it, and anything that God calls us to step into is something that's beautiful and meaningful and significant in the kingdom of God. I think that was part of the reason, you know, why Jesus even said, "Seek first the kingdom of God."
And that's the thing, like,
you know, as you're doing that. Yeah. As you're doing that, you're going to be an Archippus person.
Well, and the thing is, if the creator of the entire universe is calling you to do something, that is worth doing. It often God calls us to do things that seem very uninteresting to us, or very mundane, or very humbling. But if the creator of the entire universe is calling you to do it, that is an important work. And we don't want to miss it. You know, we don't want people to miss the wonderful gift that God is calling them to go do, and the purpose behind that, whether it's big or small. And so, you know, we just want to invite you to join us through these conversations about the theology of work and how we see this calling come up over and over and over again throughout the whole Bible. And we invite you to join with us and not let this project just be something that people engage with and they kind of like just listen to and consume. But it's our hope that as people engage with this work, that they would go encourage others as well to do good work. Like that's really the end of the day. Our hope is that this kind of multiplies and that we create this whole little community and this whole little culture of encouraging our brothers and sisters in Christ to go do the work that God is calling them to do.
It's exciting. I'm excited. Alex, are you excited?
Yes, I'm very excited.
So. Awesome. I hope you guys listening are excited for what comes next. And you'll hear us say this in just a moment, but we would love it, you know, if you would actually join us in this journey. You can do that in a number of different ways. We're going to mention that here in a moment. But more than anything, hey, if you've listened this far and you haven't walked away or tuned out, we're so grateful, and we look forward to hearing your comments when you start to hear the next few episodes.
Thank you for listening to the Archippus Podcast.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we would appreciate it so much if you would share what you thought of it. Leave a review, leave a like, a 5-star rating. That so much helps us to promote this podcast, to share the word, and be an encouragement to others.
And if you want to support the project in other ways, you can check out our website, archippushouse.com. There we have several different resources that you can check out. And we even made some merch. We made some t-shirts and hats with our logo. Getting any of that helps financially support the project. And it's just a fun extra way to help share and invite others to check out the project.
And if you go to archippushouse.com, there you can also sign up for our mailing list. And if you join our mailing list, we promise to send you multiple free copies of our books. So if you like free books and you like our books, join our mailing list and we will send you our books for free just for being a fan.
Thanks again for engaging with and supporting the project. And we hope to see you next time.